This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King. Israeli negotiators have left Qatar and talks are now over. The BBC's Mike Thompson on what Israel is saying about it.
The decision to pull Israeli negotiators out follows Hamas's failure to fulfill its obligations under the ceasefire agreement. This included releasing all women and children on a list the group had approved. With more than 100 hostages still being held by Hamas and civilian casualties growing ever higher, the hope is that negotiations will resume again soon.
But a top Hamas official has told Al Jazeera there will be no more exchanges until the war is over. At the UN climate conference in Dubai, Vice President Harris says both sides and other countries need to plan for what happens when it is over.
We must accelerate efforts to build an enduring peace. And that begins with planning for what happens the day after the fighting ends.
Rain and snow are headed toward the northeast. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass has more on what's ahead.
Here in the northeast, we got snow coming in across the eastern Great Lakes, northern New England. For the megalopolis, the big cities on the 95 corridor, it's a rainy situation. We've got rain for New York, Philadelphia, a little wind thrown in there as well, Chicago, Detroit. You're even in on the rainy side of things. It will be mainly the interior sections of the northeast into the higher elevations, where we could see several inches of snow by the way, and about 1 to 2 inches where we see the rain.
House Speaker Mike Johnson wants an impeachment inquiry into President Biden to go forward. Other House members may not be enthusiastic about it, especially since it would never get through the Senate. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato.
There are a fair number of Republicans in states like New York and California who are in relatively moderate competitive districts, some of them just elected in 2022. I don't think they're all going to want to stick their necks out for something that has zero chance of happening.
Police in Los Angeles and Las Vegas are investigating shooting deaths of homeless people. In L.A., three men were shot and killed over a four-day period as they slept. Investigators are expected to update that case in about 2 hours. In Las Vegas, police say five people were shot, two killed. Researchers say they've made a breakthrough in preventing lung cancer. More from CBS's Michael George.
Scientists at Tulane University say they found a way to stop a protein that spreads lung cancer. The study is the first to show that three proteins in the body's cells can work together to impede a fourth protein, the one that helps cancer cells grow. They hope the findings lead to a new anti-cancer drug and more personalized treatment.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
I'm Dr. Storr.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case. You don't have.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New research shows more people are dying because of air pollution from coal-fired power plants than once thought. As Mike Mohn reports, environmentalists in Wisconsin hope the study spurs quicker action to curb emissions.
The study, led by experts at a handful of U.S. universities, found that over the past two decades, there were 460,000 premature deaths nationally associated with fine particulate matter sent into the air from coal-fired power plants. That's more than what health and scientific communities had previously thought. Kieran Gallagher with the group Clean Wisconsin says while coal facilities are being phased out, utilities and policymakers should speed up the energy transition.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Utilities around the U.S. have announced emissions goals, but some companies contend certain fossil fuels can't be completely put to rest.